And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. A while back, I read about an army officer who had brought about a reunion of sorts. From what I could gather, it seemed that he had witnessed an event in Vietnam. Two American soldiers had been caught in a minefield and had been severely wounded. Two medics had risked their lives going into the field to try to help them, but there was nothing that they could do for them. The medics, however, remained with them until the two soldiers died. Apparently, no one knew who these medics were until years later this officer, the witness, tracked them down. He also found that the parents of the two soldiers were still living. And so he brought them together with the medics. How grateful those parents were to talk with those medics who had been with their boys in their last moments. One of the boys had said, "What will mother ever do without me?" And so the mother knew that her son had thought of her at that time. She also remarked about what a comfort it was to know that her son had not been alone somewhere when he died. Well, our Lord Jesus was alone. His disciples had all left him and run away. One of them had by words denied even knowing him, but they all had done so by their actions. As he hung on the cross, there was no one to share with him the weight of the punishment that was measured out to him. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. It even seemed that creation forsook him as the sun was darkened in the middle of the day. He cried out to God in the words of Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Alone, he endured the anger of God against all the sin of the world. And then, when it was finished, he was ready to depart. Once again, he took the words of a psalm upon his lips. And as his first words on the cross had been directed to his heavenly Father, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do," so also his last were directed to his Father, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." No longer was he alone. Alone he had suffered, so that we need never be alone. But he spoke as one close to the Father when the time came to depart. He knew that he would be delivered from the trap that his enemies thought so successful, even from death. In God, he had a rock of refuge, a fortress that surrounded him like the arms of a loving father. Sometimes people think it's inappropriate to talk to children about death. They have their whole lives ahead of them. And young adults are so full of life. Death is for old people to think about. As the poet said, "Old men know when an old man dies." But young people and children die too. And it is important for all of us to know that we need never be alone, even if we happen to be dying in a minefield somewhere. Through Jesus' carrying of our sins and their full punishment, our debt has been paid. We are now God's own children by adoption, forgiven, and therefore saints. And we too can call to him at any time, and especially in the hour of our departure, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." We notice that in Jesus' last moments, He was not thinking of how to dispose of his property or possessions. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and forfeit his own soul? No, his life was all that he had left, and that is what he committed to the only safe refuge of life, the God who created life in the beginning. When people go to the hospital for surgery and they're wheeled down the hallway to the operating room, they often feel quite helpless. And if they're put under a general anesthetic, they will be totally helpless, unable even to talk. How important it is then that they can trust the doctor who is working on them. Because of Jesus, we have just such a physician in our most hopeless or helpless moments. We have a physician to whom we may safely entrust our dearest possession, our life's breath, our future. Because of Jesus, we can look to the future, whether it includes sickness, accidents, even death, with confidence. Like the confidence of that elderly pastor in the hospital, so gravely ill that they had called the family to be there. And his son was there too, who happened to be a pastor also. But as Saturday rolled around and the father was still hanging on, he said to his son, "Go home and preach to your congregation. If I should slip away while you're gone, you'll know where to find me." That is the confidence that Christ gives. This is a blessed departure. This is death with dignity, whether we waste away or are blown away or slip away. And this is the Savior's gift to every one of us. No matter where, no matter when, no matter how he may take us home, when our time comes, we too may say, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Amen. Hymn 552, the last two stanzas.